Hello, people.
Hardline Talk Radio. I'm Mike.
And I'm Ron.
Yeah, and there's Ron. And you can get in touch with us at ronmikeradio@yahoo.com. Say something that pushes your buttons. Get in touch with us. Give us a email. I'm not going to say a holla. I'm not going to say a shout. I'm not down with that. I'm just another white boy from Jersey. But I do read a lot. And I don't know. Continue listening. I think you'll enjoy the show. You can find us at MySpace, what is it, Podomatic, and now Podcast Alley.
Podcast Alley.
Yeah, those were, by this point, I believe we should...
You can even search Google, Hardline Talk Radio Show, and it'll come up.
There you go.
You think we're really button pushers, Mike?
I think I can be sometimes, because okay. I brought up the 9/11 stuff in show number 5, if you're
right,
interested in
I
that.
Do.
I know we talked about Mormons. We're kind of all over the place.
That's what she said.
Yeah, and if you kind of want to get to know us, 1 and 2, I think, are probably your best bet with that. Now, tonight we're going to dig into some Scientology as we saw that hilarious Tom Cruise rant.
Oh, boy.
Now infamous. What is it, Gawker? Gawker.com?
Yeah, Gawker.com. You can find it on Google, Tom Cruise Scientology, YouTube.
Unfortunately, actually, Gawker has been... Gawker is like, you know, this is a newsworthy story. If you go to their website, they kind of explain it. But Scientology has already put in lawsuits to stop that, to immediately stop the circulation of that video. And if you dig into Scientology at all, I mean, if you just... You don't even have to sink your teeth into the darn thing. I mean, all you have to do is really take them for what they are.
Fiction...
Yeah,
followers.
I mean, what is it that they're about? I guess for my own personal amusement, I watched a Nightline interview from 1992.
Would you just find it online?
Yeah, it's like 9 different parts though, so it is a commitment to the. The lunacy that is Scientology.
And I want to hear about it.
And
definitely.
You'll see it. It's really clear. This guy, David Miscavige, who actually he's a second generation Scientologist. He had been in charge of the church from 1986 up until the present. He's a part of something that actually controls the trademarks, so he may also be a piece of this. What we're seeing now with the YouTube videos being taken down as they file lawsuit after lawsuit against IP address after, you know, IP address, whatever it is, what they have to do to get it taken down, they do it, and it's very very. I mean, some of the stuff that this guy came out with is hysterical. One of the things that he was really upset about. Is and I didn't catch this Forrest Whitaker. I'm not talking about the Last King of Scotland.
No,
I'm talking.
Does sound like a funny name.
And his funny looking eye. Forrest Sawyer went to one of their churches in I think he was out in the one in L. Yeah, he was out in the one in L.A. The guy from the BBC. Another great YouTube documentary about Scientology. He goes to the one in Clearwater, Florida.
Okay.
And he encounters a very angry homosexual who's in charge of the church. And I'm not saying it's necessarily put him or homosexuals down.
Right, exactly. You're just
it's
saying
just
he
true.
Was both.
It's like looking at me and being like, dude, you know, you're losing your hair. That's true.
And you're white.
It's a fundamental truth.
Whatever. Exactly.
It's totally fine. This guy just, you know, I don't know, he could be part of the douchebag dialogue. Because he was definitely a douchebag. But anyway, that's present day Scientology stuff. But their history is, you know, as you know, they're like Ron said, they're based on a science fiction writer's.
Right.
It's basically his fantasies. And he's got 6,000 lectures. This guy, L. Ron Hubbard, 20 million of his words are printed, are in print. And so he's got a lot of stuff out there. And what they're saying is, you know, you're taking these quotes out of context, because what that guy Forrest Sawyer did, not Forrest Whitaker.
Right.
What Forrest Sawyer did.
Not the guy from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, what he did. No, he wasn't sacking
You fucked
any.
Up my car, Spicoli.
Yeah, his car, but his brother was going to kill him,
right? I can
right?
fix it, dude. My dad's a TV repairman. He has an awesome set of tools. One of the best movies ever.
Jeff Spicoli. I didn't think Jeff Spicoli would come up in this. Aside from maybe that was the last time Tom Cruise was relevant in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right around that time. Yeah. But they were, this guy, he was,
it's
really hysterical.
The show is freeform. You can laugh.
It's really hysterical stuff. Elrond. He gets, he writes the,
Is that red light good enough to read there?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I feel like I'm in a gay brothel.
He writes, I'm afraid that's what, people are going to look up here and be like, oh, okay, yeah. Yep, that's what's going on up there.
If there's any fans outside, don't look up.
This Scientology thing, though, they're out of freaking control, with the copyright infringement stuff with Google. Okay, so I've already...
What is that about?
I already talked about that. Well, they're not going to leave that video up there because...
Oh, right,
the
exactly.
Tom Cruise thing was an insider-only kind of deal.
That's the thing. And who leaked the video? It's probably a dude that left Scientology that owned the video.
Well, according to this guy, according to David Miscavige, there's actually operatives working within Scientology trying to bring the church down.
Oh,
and do you know who the operatives work for, though? The... APA, that's the American Psychiatric Association.
Really?
The American Medical Association, the AMA, as well as the FDA. But they're behind a Scientology murder, one of the heads of the organization. There was actually raids into their Florida operations.
I heard he was beaten to death with a Dianetics book.
And I hope to God he was.
That'd be nice.
And this is the guy.
First good use for that fucking book.
Yeah, that's what this guy, Miscavige, said that they were actually responsible for. They were the feature cover on a Time magazine article called Cult of Greed. They hate it when you call them a cult. As you can see very clearly in the BBC documentaries, there's a real blowout with the British guy and the homosexual. Dianetics, though, was the best seller from 1986 to 1988 in the country.
You remember those commercials?
And that's what we were talking about before the show. It was if you're old enough to remember the commercials, or if you can, I guess, pull them up now on YouTube or something. They were these really vague kind of ideas, which is the only answers you ever get out of Scientologists is, well, it makes my life better and it's about love. I've heard the same things said by gangsters about the Crips and the Bloods.
I've heard people say that about Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. Or Star Trek.
Fucking book.
Pick whatever it is. I mean, I think Star Trek or Star Wars or Lord of the Rings is a little bit more plausible than, souls being dropped into volcanoes by an evil lord.
I'm more likely to believe Beam Me Up, Scotty.
They have actually retracted that, though, that there was a, and you can't get it anywhere on the internet. You have to have one of the original video cassettes because it's been cracked down on so much. One of the cartoon. Occasionally you'll see captions of the cartoon, but I wish that my mother hadn't been so smart and not allowed me to go ahead and order something absurd like that when I was a young kid. Because, I mean, I'm the type of person that, you know, if you're a midget or you're like a really big, like, fat guy, like, I'm going to follow you and watch you do funny things and chuckle to myself.
Yeah.
So whenever I see somebody who's crazy that's religious, I'm equally as attracted to them. I'm like, wow, these people are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I totally want to know what drives them, like, what it is that they are about. And it all comes down to money again. How can you forsake the love of God that went on? And apparently, it's about hooking you up to an amateur lie detector test, a thing called an e-meter. When you go in for your auditing.
I remember seeing that, actually reading about that.
Yeah,
right?
they sit across from you, and you sit in front of a lie detector, and it picks up... anytime you get nervous, which is the way the lie detector works, and exactly why it's not valid in a court of law. And this is actually a tuned down version of the lie detector. It doesn't take into account respiration or your pulse.
Okay.
There's a lot of other things that it does not take into account. This is strictly the electronic transfer of when you get nervous, and they have, you know, because you're holding these large things. I mean, there's a patent on it in from L. Ron Hubbard from the 50s. Oh, well,
then that counts.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he, well, I guess he was the guy who, I don't know exactly if he's considered God to them or Jesus or what his deal is.
I don't know enough about that. Did he say, I'm going to create my own religion, or is that basically what we're saying that he did?
That's what I'm saying he did.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying he did, too. Did he ever come out and say, I got a statement. There's a new religion called Scientology that I've created.
What he said was, it's like a better way to live your life, and if you don't want to live with doubt, if you don't want to live with fear, if you don't want to live with anxiety, basically if you don't want to live with hemorrhoids, or if you don't want to live with dyslexia or a cold, because one of the other things that they said, L. Ron Hubbard said that somebody who's clear never gets a cold, because if you're clear, your body is not going to respond in a negative way.
And
it's actually, yeah, like suppressed memories are the reasons why you get sick, and they wanted you. It's a psychoanalytic style of analyzing a person.
Right.
Because you go into their deepest, darkest places in their psyche, and you say, okay, that's why you have leukemia. That's why you have that. I mean, it doesn't add up at all. And of course, they're not willing to explain it or actually talk, you know, openly and freely about it, aside from read the book.
They really believe that about everything? Like a happy-go-lucky kid that gets leukemia, it's because of his past memories?
Absolutely. It has to do with his thetans. His inner thetans are disturbed. You know what I mean? But the thing is, but then conversely, though, Ron, that's why Tom Cruise and John Travolta have such kick-ass lives. Because they are blessed people. Fuck that. Those are two closet homosexuals. Those guys are gay.
Could be.
Those guys are gay. I'm calling it right now. Those guys are homosexuals.
I know you're calling it. I hear you.
Those guys are total homosexuals. Everything they've done in their life.
And nothing wrong with that, but
has added up to homosexuality.
There you go.
The fact that they cover it up, I think, should be insulting to the gay community. Because I think they could do great things for the gay community. Not now, particularly.
Right.
Because they're so wrapped up in all this other bullshit. But I think they could have been, particularly Travolta with Holt. I mean, why would you even why would you even think that he's a heterosexual? I mean, just think about it logically.
Well, his wife's hot, but
well, no. Aside from the fact that he can take a pretty woman shoe shopping, you know. I mean, of course you're gonna have a beautiful person next to you. You know, you're gay. You know, fag hags are one thing or something else. Like, who was his first wife?
Well, we don't know that for sure, but we're just speculating based on things we've read where they said that they might be gay.
And the other thing is,
I'm not going to be dragged into court for this.
No, I just, if you look at them plainly, and this is the evidence that I present. Saturday Night Fever, that was gay.
Well, I think the sequel was. That's a different story.
In the same context that why did we ever doubt that Rob Halford from Judas Priest, one of the toughest tough guys on the face of the earth, when you look back at it, and that's all I'm asking you to do, is look back on their careers.
Did you know you got another thing coming was about a guy with two cocks?
Oh, my God.
I read that. No, I didn't.
Oh, that was about about fisting.
Yeah.
Not stink fist. Like Maynard James Keenan.
There you go.
From Tool.
I never knew that. I found that out recently, actually.
Yeah. He's stink fist and prison sex pretty much sum that up. Yeah, Travolta. And the reason why I bring that up, actually, is because there's another video on YouTube where a person plainly says that I audited John Travolta as a Scientologist, and they said, and he came to me for counseling to cure his homosexuality in 1983.
Yeah.
So he was with, you know, the cocaine, fuck me all the time, 70s, into the early 80s, and if that guy is believable, which I don't know, and everything else that Travolta's done, I mean, what is it, the recent thing that he did when he was dressed as a female?
Oh, the Hairspray remake or whatever it was.
The remake of Hairspray. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know. It keeps adding up.
And again, we're not saying these guys are gay. We read the news articles. We see people saying this.
I saw somebody say
it's
that,
like, you know.
I saw somebody
it's
say.
It's out there. It's out there on Google it. You know?
I saw somebody on YouTube particularly say very, very plainly that he came for counseling regarding his homosexuality.
Yeah, that's out there. I mean, you can go out on Google and find that.
Yeah, and the issue with you know, Tom Cruise.
You're like Tom Hanks. Now we got to throw Tom Hanks into the mix.
I like Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks got nothing to do with this, man. He got nothing to do with it.
Me too.
That's a regular kind of. And the other thing is, he acts and he gets the fuck out of my life, and that's what I love about him. He was a bosom buddy. He was big. He was Joe versus the volcano, and then he did all that really good stuff after that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I still love it. Joe versus the volcano. I mean, what was it?
Rent the Green Mile, man. But no, but you're right. When you're talking about the older
rent
stuff.
The Green Mile.
Oh, well, Splash was in and of itself.
Rent
I mean,
the Burbs.
Yeah,
the Burbs.
The Burbs was great.
The Burbs was awesome.
Those neighbors were fucked up.
Does a normal thermostat go to 3,000 degrees?
I don't even know what that was. Is it hot in here?
Yes.
Is it really? Dude, I mean.
No. That's a quote from the Burbs.
Oh, okay. I thought he was talking about the heat of our studio.
Does a normal thermostat?
Our studio. You can call it a studio, I don't know.
Go to 3,000 degrees!
Red light helps.
Yeah, getting back to gayness and Scientology, particularly, no, drop the gayness stuff, whatever. It's out there, you make up your own mind.
Yeah.
Which is, speaking of making up minds, that's one of the biggest points of contention that Scientology comes up against.
Right.
Is they're saying that modern-day psychiatry is based on fascists, Nazis, and communists, and they used it basically to kill the people, you know, in Soviet Russia, and in Mussolini's Italy, and of course in Hitler's Germany and the occupied lands at the time. You know, I guess we're talking about Poland.
And let me say something here too, guys. Is you know, this is all researched stuff. I mean, you might be out there just a general, you know, listener to radio or whatever, and you may just like, what? I have no idea what the hell this show's about right now. But you know what, guys? Go on Google and research it. These are the origins of things that we really don't think about.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about them either. Mike happens to be a smart guy. He researches this stuff. And
I'm out of time on my hands.
And we pass it on to you guys. So definitely
that's
definitely check things out. The origins of things are very, very interesting if you really have the time.
Yeah, and my deal, and particularly, talking about that, I mean, on a philosophical level, I do think that if a seed is contaminated, I think that the fruits of the tree are also going to be contaminated. I think L. Ron Hubbard is fundamentally flawed, like any other human, and I don't think that his scientific writings or science fiction actually is probably more accurate.
Absolutely.
His science
absolutely.
Fiction writings should be... looked at as gospel.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the gospel is just 2,000 years older, and it's a more established version of basically the same kind of, you know, mysticism and storytelling. And if that's the level that they take it to, that's fine. But I can't agree with them when they're telling me that all of psychiatry is to control your mind. It's to absolutely control and enslave the human race. I've read articles about you know, we're over prescribing Prozac or we're prescribing Ritalin. Those are very common. I think I can say that pretty much without any points of contention there, that they are over prescribed and to children. But to say that there is a deliberate massive conspiracy on the part of the psychiatry industry to enslave the human race, I find that to be laughable because, I mean, my younger brother, it's funny because my older brother's a cop and my younger brother is going to be a shrink. My younger brother works with adult outpatient schizophrenics. People,
you told me that, right?
Yeah, that are declared, what do they call them here? Crazy people and criminals are not up to the normal standard, and they cannot belong to the Church of Scientology. My brother works with crazy people, and he doesn't get together with his coworkers and talk about how he's going to control their lives. These are extremely sick, disturbed people. Exactly. Xenu's my homeboy, too.
Do you know that's what he actually looks like? This is the
is that one of the
that's what the leader of Scientology, Xenu, looks like. He's giving the finger here to us, folks. here's a sketch of him. Seriously, like if you really
there was the first that's a good picture.
I'm gonna go back.
But the top one on the top left there, that's from the comic book.
Yeah.
What is this, in Google?
Apparently Tom Cruise likes comic books. Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly, that's precisely what it is. That's the comic book version, and that's been actually retracted by the church of Scientology. I mean, they go pretty deep as far as what they are against and what they see as the enemy.
Yeah.
Because
like they believe in the Roadrunner and Coyote actually existed.
Well, I think that that's actually more plausible than
Zeta. It might be. It really might be.
Because I think that it's funny to have a gigantic slingshot.
That's great.
And try to catch up to something. I think that's a genius idea.
Acme.
Yeah. And the reason why they're so against psychiatry, and I'm quoting David Miscavige here. He says, they think man is an animal, and that is why we are at odds with them philosophically. And I guess he doesn't know that he's part of the mammal species.
Okay.
Even though he is a Scientologist, he's still a mammal. And mammals, men, people, women too, men and women, we're all animals. I'm sorry, but we're animals.
We are.
We might be spiritual beings, but I don't think that animals are not spiritual beings. I think that any person who's ever owned an animal knows precisely what I'm talking about when you say that animals are when somebody can say that an animal is just a thing and it's not worth love or attention or anything like that, and particularly when it reciprocates, you can look into the animal's eyes and you can see that there is something else there.
Absolutely.
They're putting it together.
Definitely.
There's something else going on.
A soul is a soul is a soul. And, if they exist with us, I think they exist all around.
And that's the thing. And the way I think that it falls into my particular spirituality is I think to a lesser degree, other things around us are spiritual in as far as they can be. You know, like, for instance, the tree. I mean, it's obviously not doing much. No. So therefore, the spiritual energy.
Plastic, Mike.
But I mean, okay, that's even more perfect.
No, but I still water it.
Because then the spiritual energy that would come out of that. Well, I have one of those. It's similar, but it's but it's real in my place, and it gives off a and it's not a lot, but there's a little bit of something life wise going on there.
Definitely.
Yeah, but to say that man's not an animal is wrong.
This is kind of cool, Mike. Real quick, just before we go on, Zeno depicted as by the BBC. So apparently, there he's taking off a mask, but
and that's because in Britain, I know they've released different things because they are an international organization. They're very active in Australia. They've actually been called a religious cult in Germany. Germany would not grant them church status. That got them a little bit upset. Needless to say, they were also upset with.
There's a Zeno as a plant. Hope Tom Cruise doesn't Google that. He'll fucking freak.
Well, according to him, he wouldn't. He would never Google something like this because he's out, looking at accidents and knowing that he's the only one that can really help people. He can't. You know, he drives by and he knows. That he can help people. I don't know exactly how he's fucking helping anybody.
Right.
But
let me see him deal with a head wound.
He's certainly not helping. I know that there is a schizophrenic child who was born into the church of Scientology. Very unfortunate.
It'd be great if he gets our show shut down. Wouldn't that be just like phenomenal?
Tom Cruise?
That would be so awesome. We'd totally like put it up somewhere else and we'd be huge.
I've been out to
we'd be huge, dude.
Yeah, motherfucker.
It didn't happen yet, did it?
I know. I fucking hate that guy.
Mike's speculating.
he's still a motherfucker. And I am going to get, as he put it, in his area. And I would glad to... I'll try to use some of the verbiage that he used because it was hysterical. I tried to get as many quotes as I could from him.
Right.
No, but there was a 27-year-old kid. He was born in to the church after, all these auditing courses. Because that's what that's their deal is. They sell you these auditing courses. And Ted Koppel kept driving this home with the interview in 92. They said, well, how do you rectify the fact that you have to spend at least $15,000 in order to get to the next level? And he said, well, Scientology is not necessarily about advancing levels. It's about reading people and people reading you on these e-meters.
Interesting.
So, I mean, and the fact that, that, you know, I mean, well, what they said about animals, I guess, then, and the way they feel that they're gifted people who are above everybody else, and these higher-level thetans... these Tom Cruises, these what was the cocaine addict from Cheers?
Woody Harrelson?
No, Christy.
Kirstie Alley.
That one, yeah. No, not Christie. Is it Kirstie Alley?
Oh, the fuck is that? Who's it? Ted Danson? I don't
she
know.
Played, she played Diane.
No. Kirstie Alley was the one that's on those shows now, where she's like trying to lose the weight and everything like that.
That's the girl.
Yeah,
that's the lady. She did coke? I'm sorry, that's the woman.
She did coke.
Oh, she was a big time cokehead.
I didn't know that.
She was a huge cokehead. And but regardless, she found the church. Apparently, it cured her of her addiction through their Narcanon program, which is
Narcanon.
Yeah, what
like
that,
I'm Narcanon, Mike.
What that does is it it actually
not you just
it actually
guy named Mike
like all the other Scientology crap. They basically pump you up with vitamins, give you massages, and send your ass to the sauna to cure you of to throw all these impurities out of your body. Anybody who's selling you impurity medication or are telling you to burn candles to get impurities away from you.
Yeah, they're trying to sell you candles. That's what they're doing.
Or like the Church of Scientology did in 1977. They actually starved somebody to death because she was mentally ill. And they were not going to take her to the regular hospital. They were going to instead counsel her, give her audit tapes, just like they did the 27-year-old kid.
I know religions are allowed, but come on, can't we do something about these?
And I keep missing my point on the 27-year-old kid.
Okay,
he came back to after he failed at an auditing. He basically
Tom Cruise. You're back to Tom Cruise.
No, not Tom Cruise. This is the kid.
The kid that failed at the auditing. Okay.
Yeah, this is
okay.
The kid.
Gotcha.
Who he actually failed at his failed at an attempt to actually get auditing when he thought that he needed more. They declared him insane. He went home, and he killed his mom. He was a paranoid schizophrenic.
How did that look in the church? Was that like something that
they covered it up? They suppressed it as much as they could.
Suppression.
And if you look anything up, they
religion
have different
religion and suppression.
they have different operation names for these actual things, where they actually step up harassment on people and they'll pull up things in your past to come after you. Because I know they're their largest critic, and they actually had things from he said from the time he was 8 years old. They actually went all the way back into his past and talked to all of his friends, and any ounce of dirt they could get on him. They made public and made it a PDF file that you can actually download now.
You found that?
No, yeah.
Wow.
It's very available. I think that guy's last name is Ross. I think it's like Rich Ross.
Wow.
He's a very, very good critic, though, of Scientology. He's very accurate. And, he, you know, this thing with them being a cult, the guy, the leader, David...
Michalich.
Miscavige. 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 I wish he was a miscarriage instead of a miscavige.
Would have us all better, definitely.
Lord. He ran up against this cult awareness network, which actually he said was a hate group about religions. It went after different religions, and it just basically attacked them. Because it could.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, oh my God, he's, that's fucking absurd. If you look at what the Cult Awareness Network did, they went into things like Aryan Nation,
right.
Any of the, Sun Young Moon, temples.
Sun Young Moon,
those crazy,
She served me hot and sour soup yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, the cream of some young guy.
Yeah.
That guy's temple.
I didn't go there.
He's like,
what are you talking about?
He's some outlaw in Korea or some shit. But basically, Cult Awareness Network said they came about after Jonestown.
Also known as CAN.
Yeah,
the guys.
Yeah, they came about after Jonestown. And if you don't know the Jonestown Massacre, that was when Jim Jones, put a lot of the. The cyanide and the Kool-Aid,
right,
they mixed
right,
it up
right.
and passed it around. And in the great words of Fear, that was a punk band, everybody there got disconnected. but some of the claims...
A little bit.
Some of the claims, though, speaking of disconnection, some of the juiciest quotes I found from Tom Cruise's crap.
I need to hear
was
this.
He said they are authorities on the mind, and they give people tools that work. And he met with leaders in various fields, and they want help. He's met the leaders of leaders. And he says, people turn to Scientologists because they know it. What it is, he never really gets
to.
No,
and that's something you're not supposed to reveal until you're part of the whole thing.
Yeah, Scientologists, and this
the
is...
The cult, if I dare say, the word cult.
The quote here, Scientologists see things for what they are in all their glory.
Right.
And that's a cruise. And he said SP. He referred to a couple of different anagrams. This might mean a Scientology person, but it says, you know, he was looking forward to the time when somebody says, have you seen an SP? And I guess that's a Scientology thing. And he also mentioned, he mentions LR, or Elrons. That's what he says, Elrons.
Suppressive person, SP.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen an SP? Yeah. What about PTSSP? And it's something about confront, shatter, suppression. I don't know. It's
I found it. I'm trying to find the.
Oh, really? That quick?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Google, man. Come on.
See, this is how. And the thing is, like, as far as like research for this show, because I know you're bringing that up, it's not too hard if you take a couple minutes.
It's not giving us the.
But regardless, he used my point about it is that they have their own language. They've developed a new verbiage, much like you know, Orwell, 1984. As Winston Smith was perfecting the newest form of the dictionary, which was eventually going to move everything into newspeak and get English out of the language, they came out with this word. It's called interbulate. They were interbulating these people. There was a photographer who went down to a Scientology fair in Los Angeles, and he said he had actually been picketed by Scientologists outside of his fucking house. And they distributed literature in his neighborhood saying that he was a child molester.
Really?
So he goes down there with a fucking camera. And they're like, why are you interpolating me? Why don't you tell them that you're the criminal? And he's like, why was L. Ron Hubbard, L. Ron Hubbard's wife convicted for income tax evasion with four other top Scientologists? Why did L. Ron Hubbard die, you know, just before he was actually going to go to prison after he was convicted of taking $200,000 out of the Church of Scientology?
So what are you saying? He killed himself? Offed himself?
No. He just died of natural causes. But regardless, he still died at a very convenient time.
Yeah, definitely.
Where something was hanging over his head. My point isn't that, and maybe I'm misconstruing that, I'm saying that the wrong way. My point is that he died with something legal hanging over his head. You know, and they basically couldn't, I guess, catch up to him. Oh, what the fuck is this?
It's a quote from the Tom Cruise book. I think it's very relevant to what we're talking about.
Basically, anchor yourself to the faith and to treat the outside world with more suspicion because it is a self-contained, cocooned world. Okay.
They don't really say, again, what this means here, but...
That's what the course is,
Tom was sent and took this course, which is called PTSSP course, which is basically anchor yourself to the faith and to treat the outside world with much more suspicion because it's a self-contained cocoon world. So that's
fucking crazy.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
Ron Hubbard. I call him Ron. Like I know him. Ron Hubbard. I forget the fucking L.
Well, whose first name is a letter?
Let me think of something here. Oh, let me just put some letters together. PTSSP. Now let me just fictionalize what they stand for, and people will worship this forever and ever. Oh, my God.
Put two suppositories...
Dude, you know what? A lot of religions are fiction, you know?
I mean, in my penis. That's what it stands for. Put two suppositories...
I think you took some...
strongly in my penis.
In my penis.
In my penis. That's the only thing that doesn't get things. But the other Tom Cruise things is...
red light's going off in about 5 seconds, motherfucker.
Tom Cruise says... says, I know I have to do something about it. I see the look in their eyes...
Yeah, I see the look in his eyes.
Yeah, and
somebody needs to look at him.
Because what he was talking about at this point was spectators. He's saying very similar and very eerily, actually, to George W. Bush. He said, basically, you're on the team or you're not on the team. There's no room for spectators. They're canceled. I canceled that. I'm quoting here. I canceled that in my area. Creating the new reality area. Compassion, love, and toughness was something that he preached, and people are depending on us.
Yeah, we're depending on you.
Yeah,
depending on you to edit Vanilla Sky, motherfucker. That's the longest movie I ever sat through.
I enjoyed Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, it was all right, but dude, it could have been edited. There were some things. I don't know. That's just me.
But the thing is, that was the part of the dreamscape, though, because those things that should have been edited, when you go back and you look at it again, you're like, oh my God. And you see it like a third time, you're like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's like that. It's not because of Tom Cruise's Scientology miracles.
I don't know if I'll ever check it out again, but, you know, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's, you know, you got to be in a particular mood. I guess you got to smuggle on a reefer or something, which is something you don't do.
I don't know.
Maybe that was the difference. Maybe when I saw
it. You're like, you know what?
Maybe when I saw it, I did a few bong loads or something. Maybe that's probably the difference with that.
Tom, we need to apparently do those kind of things to see your movies.
Yeah, exactly. That's fucking Tom Cruise.
And if you don't do bong hits,
how about Cole Trickle?
Learn how to do bong hits.
He's
like from his friggin' video.
I'm Cole Trickle.
Cole Trickle.
I'm Lieutenant Pete Mitchell.
Dick Trickle.
No, Cole Trickle was from Tom Cruise's late '80s racing movie. What was it?
That one.
Something of glory. I was thinking of the Ricky Bobby spoof.
Yeah, we both know what this is, and we
Talladega Nights. Yeah, that was hysterical.
It's called Xenu in a Porsche.
Xenu, yeah.
The new title.
Xenu built my hot rod. Have you ever heard that song, Jesus Built My Hot Rod?
Oh, Days of Thunder, right?
Days of Thunder. That was outstanding. The Medical Health Association, just so you guys know also, is against Narcanon, the drug rehabilitation program that Scientology advocates. I mean, they're, you know, you'll see, and I checked out press releases from them, and I kind of looked at their symbology or symbolism, and the symbols that they use. It's pretty standard religious bullshit. If you can't see through that, then, you know, you're not looking. You're not looking on purpose.
Hey, dude, I want to interrupt you real quick, speaking of Dick Trickle, can we take a break?
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, go another minute.
All right.
We'll be right back, folks. Please enjoy this
little ditty
we got for you going on right here. Hardline Talk Radio Show. We'll be right back.
They're looking for excuses. Game for the buzzer who kicked it to the moose is lame as a brain could be, golly gee. If you see a shrink, he'll charge you a fee. If you see me, you see the fee is nothing. Weeble, feeble, patience, all backs, no fronting. What is a party if it doesn't really rock? What is a poet, all balls, no cock? What is a war if it doesn't have a general? What's Channel 9 if it doesn't have Arsenio?
The e-meter we were talking about, and now he's got the patent on it or whatever. It says something, you know, then they when they get through it. So basically they take you in and you do this one-on-one counseling and then you can buy your way up in the church. But if you do have a serious disorder like schizophrenia or basically if, you know, if you're mentally unstable, you're going to be declared crazy. They have a distinction in that this kid was like type 3 or something,
right.
a type 3 personality, which was unsalvageable basically. Like you had to kind of be locked away.
God told me to skin you alive.
Okay. You know,
I guess I'm a type 2.
Yeah, you can't really be helped.
Close.
But if you open your mind to Scientology, Ron, then you too can have spiritual salvation.
Great.
In the here and now.
Great.
As David Miscavige said, and it's the technology of Scientology. That's what was important to that guy. But that interview was from 1992.